So we're all familiar with the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, Ve'achalta V'savatu V'erachta. After one eats bread, so one has a mitzvah to recite the blessings. And we know the first bracha was instituted by Moshe, Hazanas HaKol, for the 40 years, the man in the Midbar, and Yoshua, when they entered the land of Israel, Noldu Lecha, we thank God for the Eretz Yisrael, David and Shlomo of building Yerushalayim, and rabbinically, the fourth bracha, Harugei Beitar. So there's an interesting minig brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber brings down a minig before one is about to bench, one should noagin lechasos es hasakin. There's a minig brought out in the Shulchan Aruch that one should cover up the knives. Either you could take the knives off or cover up the knives during Birkas HaMazon. What's the concern of having a knife open in front of you during Birkas HaMazon? So the Beis Yosef quotes from two earlier sources. One is from the Shiboleh HaLeket. It's a famous maisa where somehow we don't have that same feeling, or we're more mentally stable, one of the two, or both. But the case, they quote a medrash, a story where a person, when he was in the middle of benching, and he got to the third bracha, the bona bracha, we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and he thought about the Churban HaBayis, as the 3 weeks are approaching in Tisha B'Av, and he felt so depressed and disheveled, he went ahead, he took the knife, and he killed himself. So in deference to that incident, so therefore the minhag developed that obviously not that they think that every person is going to take a knife and kill themselves, but in order to show them when you realize before benching, why am I covering the knife? So hopefully for a couple of seconds, maybe you'll think about the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the temple, and feel bad about it and hope for the third Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. That's the first answer from the Shiboleh HaLeket. The second answer the Beis Yosef brings down is from the Rokeach. The Rokeach has a different answer. He says, the reason why we cover up the knives during benching is for another reason. He says, because we have a principle that Chazal tell us when it comes to metal barzel. So therefore, we know metal is something which shorens life. In other words, metal or the weapons they use come from metal. So people kill people with the metal objects. So therefore, we have a principle that our shulchan, our table, is compared to the mizbeach, and that's why the Torah tells us mizbeach avanim, and then the Torah says you can't have any metal on the mizbeach. When you're building a mizbeach, why can't you have metal? Because the whole purpose of the mizbeach is to get kapara, is to get atonement, and everyone can live longer lives and better lives. And metal is the thing that shortens lives. You go, you take the metal object, you take the swords, and you kill people. So therefore, we don't have metal on the Mizbeach. That's based on the Parshas Yisro. So too, we compare our tables, our shulchan, are compared to the Mizbeach. And therefore, we don't want to have knives on the table, because benching is our tables is something which gives us, it's like a mizbeach, it lenses our lives, it gives us atonement. So metal is something that shorns our lives, and therefore the custom is to cover up the knives before benching or take them away. In fact, we find this by another mitzvah as well. There's a minhag brought down by in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. There are different shitas in terms of a mezuzah, what type of case you should use. In fact, according to the Gra, some say you shouldn't have any case. The mezuzah should be directly touching the door. And our minhag is we do have cases, but there's a minhag brought down by the Baal Shem Tov that you shouldn't have a metal case. Why not have a metal case? For the same idea they bring down, that we read about a mezuzah. You have a mezuzah in your home, it brings long life, arichas yamim. So something which is long life, metal represents the shortening of the life, that you take the metal object, and therefore, the minhag, people who follow the Baal Shem Tov don't put up metal cases in terms of the mezuzah. So we have two reasons brought down in the Beis Yosef why the minhag for covering up knives during benching, either because of the incident where someone took the knife because of the Churban HaBayis and killed themselves. So we're not worried about that, but we should at least think about the Churban when we're during benching. And the reason of the Shiboleh HaLeket is because the we don't have metal on the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan is compared to the Mizbeach. It lengthens our lives, so therefore we stay away from metal knives in order to, we don't want to have something which shortens at the same time something which lengthens life. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Et Yisrael Aficha Kibbutz Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chaveitz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah.